It has been locked away from the eyes of the world, chained, never to be released. But now, it wants to get out. Stay tuned to Cliff Central weekdays to find out how you can unleash the Jeep Renegade. Find hidden codes in videos posted by Jeep SA, and you could win Jeep Renegade prizes, as well as become the person to single-handedly unleash the Jeep Renegade upon the shores of South Africa. Are you renegade enough?
I'm a renegade, I just hit the ground running.
Visit unleashrenegade.co.za to find out. T's and C's apply.
Untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
Here we go. It's a Wednesday, a few minutes past 9 o'clock, and thank you so much for having us on. My name is Siya Sangwenifin, and welcome to Untapped Talent. It feels good. Always just makes a week all worth it. So thank you so much for having us on. Let us make it a show and a half. I'll be talking to some very, very interesting guys. You know, they're just casually teenagers, and they, happen to be designers as well. I have the minds behind label Dougie Fresh in studio with me in just a little bit. All the way from like Polokwane. Right? Money, yeah. Mafikeng. They came all the way from Mafikeng. 5 a.m. in the morning. They drove just to be here, so it's definitely worth it. I'm very, very keen to get to talk to them. And then later on the show, talking to youth presenter Anati Seyisi. She's like burning up, slowly but surely. Just remember her name. That's more like it. So very keen to talk to her as well. But you know what to do, right? If you want to add to the conversation, if you want to ask my guests anything, if you just want to holler at me, you know, because we're home dogs like that, because that's how what I say when I try to be cool. You can tweet us at cliffcentral.com or at @Sia_SF, or you can message us on our official account on WeChat. It is Cliff Central. Now, talking about WeChat, you know, like we're turning a year old, like on Friday, Nuchal, the 1st of May. We've been running this cool, cool competition, Oprah-fying things and giving phones away like every single day. Well, yeah, let me not even like draw it out anymore. I'll be giving away a phone during the show as well. So you know what to do, right? It's all just to win a phone. We're giving away R500,000 worth of smartphones in celebration for our first birthday. So all you have to do is just answer the question that I'm about to give you and submit your answer on our WeChat official account by tapping connect, then competition on the menu. Now, if you want an upgrade, you just want a new smartphone, we got to like that because we are about to hook you up. It's a Samsung Galaxy S4 that you stand the chance of winning. So all you have to do to win with Cliff Central and WeChat during the month of April is visit cliffcentral.com for more details. All the T's and C's do apply and all of those technical dingakies. But it's all very, very simple. Are you ready for the question? Are you standing there? You're ready? Do you have your phone in hand? Let me give you a few seconds. Want to hop on over to WeChat? Get onto our official account? Right? Are you on there? So, the simple question is, which of the following can't you listen to cliffcentral.com on? Once again, which of the following can't you listen to cliffcentral.com on? So, these are your options. A, a smartphone. B, a laptop. Or C, a radio. Which of the following can't you listen to us on? So go into WeChat, our official account, Cliff Central, tap connect, then competition, and send us your answer that way. If you tap connect and message to show, as much as I appreciate it, the messages will pop up right in front of me. I'll be able to read them, but it doesn't count as an entry. So tap connect, then competition, and then you'll be able to win a Samsung Galaxy S4. Isn't that cool? If you think like midweek is hard enough, now we're Oprah-fying things and we're giving free stuff out. And then you better spread the word that we're turning a year old and you celebrate with us on Friday. All right, so let's get the show on the road. Starting us off, talking to the guys behind Dougie Fresh. They're all like actually here and they're up and awake. But if you need a reminder, just one more time, right? What show is this?
Cliff Central.
Untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
What show is this, Cliff Central? No, this station is Cliff Central.
Untapped talent.
So you're sort of redeemed. So Zidane and you guys, I feel like you need to teach me on all your names as well. Zidane Gata.
Yeah.
Got that down. And then Liboni Krai.
Yeah.
I kind of like your surname. K-R-A-A-I.
Yeah.
Where does that originate? Just out of interest.
I don't even know.
Okay. Okay, that says a lot. I thought we were going to have a deep little history lesson here. But thank you guys so much for stopping by, hey? Mm. So the minds behind Dougie Fresh, designers, how old are you guys?
17.
Well, 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you all were friends from what, grade six?
Grade six, yeah.
And just casually decided now, after being friends for all these years, to start a label. Where did it all actually start with you guys?
We actually started Dougie Fresh in, I think, May 2013.
Yeah.
And it was one day we have Intel sport at our school, and mm-hmm. we were bunking it, and it was volleyball.
Because that's constructive.
Yeah.
Let's just bunk less.
And we were talking about clothing and fashion, and then the idea came up. It was like, hey, why not start a clothing brand? And all these ideas came into our heads, and then it was printing onto T-shirts, and that's where it all started.
Okay, yeah. So where did the name as well start? Dougie Fresh?
Well, back then, the Dougie was trending. So, like, we thought maybe we should get, like, a name that appeals to the youth.
Yeah. So, just explain it to me, because I'm not exactly the coolest guy in town. Dougie was, like, the little dance move. Side-to-side hip-hop vibe.
Still is. Kind
still
of
is, yeah.
Yeah, don't go down memory lane with me, because after all these years, I still can't even Dougie. So, let's move past that swiftly.
Yeah.
And then Fresh with a PH. What is the whole...
We wanted to put a little twist on it. I mean, we've always tried to be different. So this was our way of showing, hey, we're not like the next person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you never thought, oh, maybe we're too young for this. Are we really ready for the fashion industry?
No.
Nah. We just wanted to go in and do it.
We were also passionate about it. So there was... Age never really mattered.
Did you guys actually know anything about the fashion business as well? Like...
Well, back in 2013, we were just introduced to it, so it was minor things. But as time went on, we learned, and now we're at that stage where, hey, it's Dougie Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What actually appealed to you guys about actually being able to design your own clothing and make your own brand of T-shirts? What was, like, the big draw card for you?
The feel of seeing somebody else wearing something that you designed. And
yeah.
Like, even complete strangers, maybe. It gives one satisfaction. Yeah. It just makes you happy to see someone else wearing something that you designed. And because we were all so passionate about it, it was like, hey, let's go for it.
Yeah, and we also wanted to contribute to South African streetwear.
Yeah. So, this is what I think, though. There is a level of being able to admire clothing.
Yeah.
And then there's another element and hard work that goes into actually making clothing. Like, it's one thing to go, oh yeah, I kind of like these top five songs that are relevant and current right now. Right. But it would be something else to tell someone to go and make that song.
Yeah.
So wasn't that a little challenge that you guys had to overcome?
I think that's something not a lot of people understand, how much work goes into making the clothes and stuff, all the different ideas you have to go through and all the different processes from printing to designing to whatnot. So it actually is lots of hard work.
So 3 years, it's 2013, it's two years.
Two years in May.
Sorry, my math is bad. I'm carrying the one, minus in the two and holding the four. 2 years in, what would you have to say has been like probably the biggest lesson that you guys have learned thus far?
The biggest lesson we've learned would probably be...
Because it wasn't an easy thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't at all.
No, it wasn't. But I suppose, you know, to try and stay humble, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put your foot in where you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Right. And if when you do stay humble, then things will work out for you.
Okay. And how has the support been from, like, your family and your friends and your clientele as well? Has that been growing well?
It's pretty good. Everyone is following the movement.
Excuse us. It is not a clothing label. It is a movement.
It's a movement.
So that's absolute cool stuff. We also have Orabile?
Warabile.
See, if I can pronounce it, then you should be able to.
I think we need Indian. To put like a little disclaimer out there.
You can call me Leo.
No, I'm like Zulu. We deal with like Bongani and we deal with like Tumsani. Those are like easy flow of the tongue. Owarabile. O-A-R-A-B-I-L-E. What does Owarabile mean?
God's answer.
God's answer.
Yes.
Okay. That guy is here.
You can call me Leo.
Uwarabile. Yes, there we go. Now I finally got it. Thank you. Now the producer palace is also in my ear, like giving me a syllable by syllable pronunciation. By the way, on that, Ran on WeChat just said Kraal is Afrikaans for crow, isn't it? Yeah. But it's not Kraal, Ran. It's Kraai.
Yeah.
Kraai. K-R-A-A-I. Yeah. I feel like, hey, you know, it's, we're renaming the show today. It's not Untapped Talents. It's like we're giving vocal lessons. We'll be able to pronounce many a word in many a language at the end of the show. Warabile Lobelo is here, and also Liboni. No. Masego.
Yes.
Mak Khan Yoha.
Yeah. You said it properly.
Did I? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I sounded very, very slow as I tried to pronounce it, but I did nonetheless. So you guys are all part of the Dougie Fresh team as well. Yeah. Still all friends from grade six.
Yes.
Hold up. This is what I often think about. Like, this is a practical example. In Destiny's Child, you get your Beyonce, your Kelly, and your Michelle. There's like the lead guy.
Yeah.
We can't deny that. How do you work around the egos in the group of like people who... You know, is there any conflict? Do you try to refrain from that? Do you work and gel easily together?
I mean, yeah, there's always going to be conflict sometimes, but then we tend to work around that and come up with like different solutions to how to come up with like fix up with different ideas and put it into one. Yeah.
But I would have to say there's a difference though between being friends and now being business partners.
Yeah, there is.
You know, a friend, you can borrow clothing, you can ask for 10 rand and never pay it back, even though you promised to.
Yeah.
Now, when you're business partners, it gives a little spin on things. How have you guys been able to learn from that and actually manage that?
As a collective, we've managed to work towards growing our brand.
Okay.
What's best for the brand is not based on feelings or emotions.
Uh-huh.
So we have to make decisions that are... That would benefit our business.
Yeah.
Not our friendship. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from you guys, but who were you actually learning from? Like, you're now talking about brands and you're now talking about being able to, you know, put a difference between friendship and business. Who were you looking for? Who are you looking towards as inspiration?
Our parents.
Yeah, our parents.
Our parents, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. But one thing has to be clear. We worked our way up. Like, it was not a mummy-funded career.
Yeah, it was.
In the beginning, we saved money, and we then used that money to go and buy the T-shirts and print in it, and that's how it all started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the whole...
self-made.
What was the vision, though, of Dougie Fresh when you started it?
When we started, I think we wanted to be out there, like, to be relevant in the youth, you understand?
Okay.
And make a difference.
Yeah.
We can make a difference in various industries, but we chose fashion.
Yeah.
Because in 2013, fashion was not at its peak, like right now. Right now, everyone is, even you, us all swagged up.
Excuse us. I think that is like the term of the day. I'm using that at least three more times.
Yeah.
I was told by designers that I am quote-unquote swagged up.
So you understand. So we wanted to make a difference, like... In a industry that was not noticed. Now it's growing and we're growing as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How... The fascinating thing for me, though, in 2015, where we are right now, is quote-unquote street culture.
Yes.
Now, I went to my very first street crate a few months ago, and I was kind of overwhelmed by, like, everyone looking so cool and, like, all that's happening there. But it's interesting and it's so relevant to see how it's not necessarily a South African culture, I would say, but it's people being able to authentically express themselves and who they are.
Yeah, definitely.
How have you guys been able to mold not only your own personal expressions, but expressions for your client base? You know, who are they? What sort of people are they? How do they express themselves? What do they like? What do they don't like?
You know, when we started off, we had one goal in mind, and that was to be different.
Okay.
And since we had started, that's all that we've put into mind, is to be different. Just try and come away from the norms of society. It's not... And what we've been able to have come up with is... It's actually what people like. So it's a mixture of being different and what people like. So it's actually been pretty cool.
Okay. And then here you are wanting people to just like the clothing and to wear it. And then you get Casper Nyovest, the musician, wearing your T-shirt. Let's walk through that. How did he actually get your T-shirt?
Well, not many people know this, but Casper and us are from the same hood. We're from Mafikeng. Mafikeng in the Northwest.
Okay.
Yeah. And so... we knew Casper before everyone else did. And it was just before the Gusheshe music video dropped. Uh-huh. We had given him our first t-shirt. That was the first one that we worked with.
Were you already saying like, ah, this guy's going to go?
Yeah.
So let's climb onto this train.
Vision.
Yeah.
And so we had given him that t-shirt and he wore it around. It was like, hey, pretty cool. That also gave us a bit of exposure.
Yeah.
And then we worked on. Then Casper like literally blew up. He took over the whole country. And when we released this tie-dye collection, we went to speak to him about it, and he said he really liked it. And so he wore it. And not only did he wear it to club gigs and stuff, he wore it in DJ Dimple's music video. Way Up.
Featuring JR.
Really? Yeah.
Do you guys get a mention there? Like it should be Way Up, Casanovas, featuring Daddy Fresh.
I think the video says it all.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let me be your manager, because I need to sort some stuff. I will get your name on a Casper music video.
It terms and conditions apply.
It's just the most heartwarming thing, seeing, like, just randomly sitting at home watching TV, and there you see your clothing on Trace or MTV or whatever. Yeah. It's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
What does, you know, talking about that you and Casper are from the same hood.
Yes.
See, now I'm trying to sound all funky as well. But what does that mean to you? Does that inspire you to say, if Casper can make it, I can as well?
Yeah, it does.
And does that also expand the vision you had for Dougie Fresh as a whole from where you began?
Yeah, it actually does. And apparently, like, every Math Town kid, whenever they come, like, to Joburg,
mm-hmm.
they make it big.
Yeah.
We've got I have Double HP.
Yeah.
Math
Town. Kulichana. Mateva.
Queen B. Okay. All from Mafikeng.
Kulichana.
And now Dougie Fresh.
You got it right.
We're on our way up.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. But listen, you guys, what is the end goal for Dougie Fresh? Where do we want to see Dougie Fresh headed one day?
We want to see it doing bigger events now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we have to, like, come to our senses and become more bigger and expand our brand. For example, fashion shows, you understand?
Yeah.
And there's a thing called pop-up stores.
Yeah, I know that's like the latest trend.
Yeah.
A pop-up store is where brands get together and advertise and showcase their clothing.
Okay.
On like Reels, it's like a social market. You can interact celebrities, like interact with the whole fashion industry.
Yeah.
And we want to see ourselves growing in that industry of pop-up stores and also going towards bigger events such as the fashion shows and stuff like that.
Okay.
But our next collections are gonna be better than before.
The one called Guyabani.
The winter collection.
That's your winter collection.
Yes.
Oh, is it still on track?
That's
going to
be
May?
A banger. Yeah. Trust me.
Okay, now I'm already excited. Listen, so what do we have in store? I feel like this is an exclusive.
For Guyabani, we're not making like basic t-shirts and printing on them. I feel like we were slacking on the designer part of our clothing label, so we want to push that even harder.
It's strictly designer.
It won't be for someone that's not creative, like to wear the thing.
Uh-huh.
It won't just be for anyone to wear. It'll be exclusive for people that want to be creative and love clothes.
Wow,
very true.
It's that's Guyabani for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, can we expect like a sneak preview for Cliff Central in May? Like, can we have this first visual?
We'll let you know.
I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah.
Listen, we spoke about pop-up stores earlier on. Is that how you guys mostly interact with your clientele? How do we get in touch with Dougie Fresh?
Regarding pop-up stores, we haven't been doing this for a long time, so
yeah.
But we are growing in that industry,
but
and we'll look to showcase our clothing more at pop-up stores, because that's where people from music industries and arts, all different forms of arts, mm-hmm. come together at pop-up stores and showcase what they're talented.
Yeah.
Their talent, their true talent, yeah.
But to get in contact with us, you can find us on all our social media.
Got it. Yeah. What are those?
At the moment, we use Facebook and we use Instagram. So on Facebook, it's Dougie Fresh, which is DougiePhresh.
Uh-huh.
And then on Instagram, it's DougieFresh_IV.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But listen, you guys, here's the big golden question that I've had so far. when I was 17, I still thought Michael Jackson was the coolest thing in the world.
I still think he is, though.
Yeah.
Well, I think I sort of grew from that with the child molestation allegations and the this, that, and the other. Basically, I'm just saying, when I was 17, I was pitiful. Here you guys are now, at 17, already going after your dreams, have designed a collection, have another one dropping in May. What must be going to happen here? Like, what's next for you guys in your own personal journeys? You know, we love Dagger Fresh. We've created it. We have big dreams for it. But in your personal capacities, where do you guys see yourselves headed?
I see ourselves expanding ourselves even more, not only on just clothes.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, me and LeBron right here, we're going to be dropping an EP called Troubled Boys. Under Dagger Fresh, because, you know, we're a team. And I feel like we're going to work out real well with that.
Zidane, what are your personal aspirations?
For the future, I suppose, well, I hope that Dagger Fresh will stay together and progress. Yeah. But I suppose also going to study, getting a degree and actually working. But, hopefully Dagger Fresh will stay together and,
We're going to speak it into existence. We're definitely going to make it happen. Right. Yeah. But at the stage as well, who do you guys now currently look up to?
Casper.
Okay. Apart from Casper, you can tweet him afterwards.
And shout out for him for going platinum.
Shout out to Casper.
But in the fashion industry as well, who do we look up to there? Is Pharrell a big one? Because I'm kind of going through a phase with Pharrell. Now that he's coming to South Africa in September, are we going to start a Dagger Fresh Must Meet Pharrell campaign for September?
That would be pretty cool. Okay, we can start now. Hashtag Dagger Fresh Meet Pharrell.
Trend. Did I just give you guys an idea?
Hashtag Dagger Fresh Meet Pharrell.
So since you agree that it was my idea, I'm getting 10% of whatever you guys are getting.
Sure. Let's email him right now.
Oh yeah, totally. Let's just email Pharrell@gmail.com. I don't know how to get contact of Pharrell. Anyway, but you guys, listen, the best of luck, hey? I'm so excited to have you guys finally in studio, being able to talk to you about your journey thus far and all your hard work and your effort. I really think it's admirable. And listen, the future's there for your making and your taking. So that's what success is, and it's absolutely awaiting you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, so next time in your acceptance speech, we know Sia can get a mention. We know Central can make a mention.
And Untapped Talent. Yes.
Been a lovely host.
See, let's save more compliments. You can write them down and email them to me. Moving on. No, I'm just joking. Awesome, awesome stuff. So thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Cheers,
this is Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com.
Unreal. Uncensored. Unrated. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Clip Central.
Yeah, talk about an introduction and a half, but it's only befitting for the lovely lady sitting in front of me. Anati, thank you so much for joining me. This is Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's not too early for you, right?
It's not. I feel like you know my hours, though.
Because our dearest Anati, host of On The Edge on YFM, midnight to 3 every weekday, ne?
Mm-hmm.
How are the hours, hey?
You know what? We're chasing dreams. We spoke about this. Hours don't matter. It doesn't matter. If you love what you do, hey.
But then where does sleep go in? So where do we exactly get the little necessary thing of lying down on a bed and relaxing?
Sleep finds its way. Whether it's 2 hours of a nap, whether it means I have to catch up over the weekend, sleep will find its way to me.
Okay, so I'm very, very keen to get to talk to you because I feel like you have a million and one things to say. But listen, want to just remind you that we are celebrating our birthday on the 1st of May. So we are giving away that Samsung Galaxy S4. If you still want to get your hands on it, all you have to do is go onto our official account, WeChat, tap Connect and Competition, and all you have to do is send us your answer to the simple question. Which of the following can't you listen to cliffcentral.com on? Is it either A, a smartphone? Can you listen to us on your phone? Yes, no. Can you listen to us on B, your laptop? Yes or no. Or C, a radio. So as soon as you answer that, tap connect, then competition. Send us your answer and we could be giving you the phone. Or tap connect, then message to show. Your message can pop up right in front of me. So Tabatso, I've seen your message. Hopefully you have now got the answer. Send us your answer through and we can give you a phone. So Anati, chasing the dream, hey? When did it actually all start for you?
Radio?
Yeah, falling in love with the industry as a whole.
I think I've always been a fan as a listener, So yeah. I've always been that one that has a radio somewhere, somehow around the house. Uh-huh. I'll make everyone listen to the breakfast shows before school. Everyone's going to listen to my favorite shows later on. But in terms of making it, I only made radio, I think, in varsity first year.
Wow.
And I was like, what is this thing? It intrigued me. What is this thing? We hear people over your stereo.
Yeah.
But now there's like technicality. There's a table in front of them. How does this work? How do you have sound coming from this desk? And then people get to hear you on the outside. So more than anything, it fascinated me. It intrigued me. I was like, I want to know how this thing works.
Yeah. Mm. I have to be honest. Can I just name and show myself? I used to, as a child, this sounds so stupid right now. But like with older sisters and like they have all these CDs, yes. like they went through like the Spice Girls phase mm-hmm. and Alice, and they planted that CD. I was like, how does a radio work? Are there like many people who are singing these songs? Yeah,
exactly.
We've come a long way.
Exactly. And then the worst part is you're like, okay, wait, are they like in a little room? Who do they talk to? How does it get to my radio? How can I hear you? So I don't know. I was just really fascinated by it.
More than that though, who were some of the personalities that you started listening to back then? You're like, wow, that person has just made me fall in love with this.
Your boss, actually.
My boss.
Your boss, Garrett actually. I saw him come out. I even took selfies with him. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
If I'm called a groupie for this, so be it. I used to listen to him on his breakfast show. That at the station.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, he's always been in my radio in the morning. My parents used to listen to Vinak radio, right?
Yeah.
And my dad knew that from 6 to 9 on our way to school,
yeah,
it's Mr. Gareth Cliff.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice. And then Fresh as well later on. Mm-hmm. And then I got introduced to Dina Waranagas,
yeah,
your Mo Flavors. So yeah, those are the people that genuinely influenced me.
What was it about radio, though? You know, a lot of people talk about broadcasting as a whole. Maybe some people just love writing in newspapers or columns. Some people just rather love being so interactive on a screen with TV. But radio specifically is quite tricky.
It is.
Because I know just as I started, I'm just a naturally animated person and always move my hands and my face and my eyes and all of this. Then anyone just at the end will only hear your voice.
Yes.
So what actually they hear matters the most. So what was it just about the voice that appealed to you?
I think the fact that you said all you have is your voice.
Ah.
So if you look good, if you've got a great personality, if you can't sort of, you know, interpret it and only use your voice to show people. I mean, you know how, you know, you speak to people over the phone and they'll be like, you sound sad. What's wrong?
Yes.
And all they can hear you is over the phone. That on its own is like, whoa. So imagine how you have a mic that magnifies everything, your emotions. If you're happy, it goes all the way. If you're nervous, it goes all the way. If you're sad, it goes all the way. So I think the fascination of all you have is a voice to explain and express everything.
Yeah.
That to me is like,
to really paint that picture.
Yes.
Because I can be talking about this t-shirt in front of me and I go, oh, I so love this t-shirt from my guest, Daggy Fresh Guys. And you have to start explaining it.
And it doesn't make sense if I'm sitting at home and you're like, oh, this t-shirt is amazing. But I feel like, you know, I can't see the t-shirt, so paint me a picture. And that's all you have, your voice, your words, that's it.
But that's also, you know, a lot of people can say that's the beauty and the curse of radio. Mm. You can make people imagine these different things and these scenarios. So that I absolutely have to say is what I absolutely love. Hey?
And then the curse would probably be when you, if you find it hard to express, if you find it hard to explain, and if you don't have the words, that could be the curse. Or the personality. You know what I mean? That's tough because that's all you have.
Yeah. Talking about personalities, though, what do you do when you're not having the best of days?
You suck it up.
You have to.
You suck it up.
You have
Here's the thing, né? It's very humanly as well.
Mm-hmm.
You, like we said, you connect with the voice. Therefore, if I'm sounding sad and I've got a horrible day, you'll probably hear it. So if you've got the chance to vent for like a few seconds, go on, vent.
Yeah.
And also it's all about the listener. So the listener sort of is part of your little world that you're creating.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to build a friendship and you want to build a nice relationship, if you're having a horrible day and your guy dumped you, talk about it. Be like, how do you deal with it? Help me out.
So that's authenticity. Yeah, authenticity.
Yes, always try yourself. Mm.
I love having you in the studio because I'm just going to ask you all the burning questions that I've had, like all my concerns. Because I know with that previous question, I know when I'm having a bad day, just walk in here, they know, everybody in the office knows, and I just pump out a jam. Like, as soon as the right song starts playing, that just gets me in the mood. I'm like, okay.
And that's the other thing. I feel like you know as well that once you're in the studio, everything changes.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a day at work the one time when I walked in and I was having a horrible day. Mm-hmm. Terrible. I walked in and the guys at work are like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Are you menopausing? I'm like, what is men? Are you serious? Are you kidding me right now? But you walk into the studio, you play your music and you're happy.
Yeah. Because this is, at the end of the day, I think you shouldn't do anything if you don't truly love it.
True.
You know, it's not just about us in radio, but anyone else. True. Whatever you do, if what you do does not excite you, then don't do it.
It'll be a drag.
Yeah, if you are having that bad day, when you do walk into your classroom, your office, your studio, that should actually lift you up. So, yeah.
Your happy place. Find it.
Yeah. So, also, with that sense, how have you been able to balance Anati, what Anati likes, what Anati's interested in, versus at the end of the day, what the listener wants to hear? That's been a tough one for me. Because if it were up to me, I'd have Oprah dedication every week.
If it was up to me, I would like tell them all my boy problems. I would tell them everything every single day. I think, again, is remembering that it's not always about you. It isn't about you.
Yeah.
You're entertaining end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're getting paid to sort of make other people happy.
Yeah.
You're making their days, their mornings. When I come on in those ungodly hours, yeah, I'm coming on to make sure that you have an amazing day.
Exactly.
And that's my job, is to make you smile, is to give you the best of the music. If you're studying, you're like, you know what? She's the best person to study with. So again, you just remember that it's about your friend who's the listener.
And then though, when you take it so personally, it is that close relationship with your listener. How do you not take it personally when there's criticism in the case?
It's the hardest thing. Again, because it's, you know, my happy place and it's your dream that you're chasing.
Yeah.
You always find, I don't know, some peace, some quiet when things go crazy and people say, oh my gosh, she sounds terrible. Or, oh my gosh, why does she do this?
Yeah.
Or I'm just having a terrible day. You find that space and you remind yourself what this is about. You remind what you're doing and you get back into it.
And when you remind yourself, though, what is it all about? Why do you keep on doing it?
You did say you're going to be deep. Eh? Oh, wow. It's
just also a question. That's all.
I think also sort of remembering the beginning and how it was not probably easy.
Yeah.
And how you get to work for your dream station, or you get to work for, you know, I don't know, just finally getting to the dream and you know there's so much more, and you remind yourself that it wasn't always easy. I worked hard to get you. Therefore, I'm going to keep at it. You're going to keep the focus.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep working harder and you're going to try get further.
Mm. Preach.
Oprah, hey.
This is the gospel according to Anati. Listen, let's get to a few messages on WeChat. Quentin, clearly on the previous interview, is asking us, what days have been given for Pharrell? Are you into that?
I love Pharrell.
Are you going to have like a groupie moment 101 in September?
Hey, I won't even look at him. I won't even speak to Pharrell. He doesn't even need to know that I exist. I just want to be in the same room as Pharrell.
Anati, I feel like you need to be like my wing chick with this. Mm. I don't know how we're going to get tickets. I don't know how we're going to get in, but I just feel like...
We need to be within.
Pharrell needs to see us.
Pharrell
we need
to
be buddies.
Mm.
We can be happy. We can clap along like a room without a roof with Pharrell.
He must know.
Okay.
He must know.
Somehow. So, Quentin, sorry, we don't know the dates.
But we'll find out.
Back to the question, yes. Also, by the way, you guys, once again, tap connect message to... tap connect, then competition. Then you'll be able to send us messages on WeChat, and also just to enter the competition to win a Samsung Galaxy S4. It's coolness. We're talking about Oprah. We're Oprah-fying things. This is absolutely awesome. Listen, where is the end goal in sight for Anati? What's the overall vision for you?
It's simple. When you think of radio, when you think of television, you think of Anati, period.
And do you know what I like about you the most, though? Is the hard work that you're not afraid of, and it's the dedication as well. Because so many people, it's so easy. They're like, oh, well, I want to be on radio. I want to be on TV, and I should just be on a magazine cover right now, and the world should bow down to me. Then you start to understand that it's absolutely not easy at all.
Hey, I think entering, I always say this, entering is probably, yes, it's difficult, but it's probably the easiest part. Listen,
yes,
to working on your craft, making sure that in the next, I don't know, 5 months from now, you don't sound like the Sia that was today. You know, you're a better interviewer. You're a better presenter. Just making sure that your boss is happy, making sure that you're happy with the way you sound, making sure that you grow from this.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, there's so many people who want the same job as you have.
Yeah.
And I think, yes, the big job starts once you actually get the job, because now you're trying to keep it and be better at it. So hard work doesn't stop.
Is that a tough thing for you? Do you find that you're overly critical of yourself?
Yes, I think I am my biggest critic. Yes,
yikes.
Definitely. Because also, I think being very young in the workspace, in this workspace, and knowing that the older people who are just better, and they're probably even younger ones who are going to come along and be better than you.
Yeah.
So you need to be so content at what you do and grow and know that there's no one who can do it like me.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, that's easier said than done, and it's very wise of you at this point, because I know this industry is so crazy and it makes you question yourself all the time.
Yeah.
Like, am I dressing well? Should I be talking about this? Should I not be trying to be like that one? Look at this one. It's working for them. How are you able to almost stay in your lane sometimes? You know what? This is what I'm meant to do. This is what feels right for me. It may not be paying off now, but let me just keep on going.
You know what? I think you need an amazing support base, because sometimes you're not enough for yourself. Sometimes in bed. No, listen. Let me explain.
Of the morning. Sometimes you are not enough for yourself.
I feel like you told me
a support base. Oh wow! Yeah. I'll be noting this down.
My Oprah moments. Hey, you bring them out of me.
Ah, there we go. Take like done.
So yeah, I think you need people to always sort of, I don't know, when you're feeling down and you feel like I can't do this anymore, whether it's great mentors, could be your boss, it could be whoever, whether it's friends, whether it's just people who know and people who, because I've got great friends, hey, I've got people that know where I want to be. So when I'm having a down day, they're like, but, you know, this is the end goal. Keep at it. It's hard, but keep at it. So you need an amazing support base.
So along with your friends, who else is that like foundation that you always rely on?
I'm going to sound so like, you know, my mommy.
It is so welcome. It's fine. We will not judge.
Hey, you need that. Hey, you need someone who
exactly
you can call and just cry.
Yeah.
That's it. You pick up the phone and you cry. They're just like, you know what? It's okay. Cry. It's fine. You'll tell me later. It's fine. And also, I think for me, my management, for me, people I work with as well, because I've been blessed to work with people who are extremely talented, people who have been in it. So, yeah, to have them when I'm having a really bad day and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. I suck at this. I don't know what to do. I don't sound the way I want to sound. I've got people like, hey, pull yourself together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about one of your pits thus far in your career. What has been one of your lowest moments, and most importantly, and bigger than that, how are you able to pick yourself up? Because it's so easy to celebrate in the good times. When things are going well, you're like, got this. I'm on my way. I'm doing what I love. I'll do it well. But when something goes wrong, that's when you really lose all hope and all sense. So how were you able to get out of it?
You know what, for now, nothing terrible has happened. But I think more than anything, in the beginning.
Yeah.
We're going to get Oprah now.
Listen, it's like part of this. It should be the official tagline for the show.
Untapped talents.
Oprah-fying things.
Wowza. So for me, in the beginning, when I tried to get in, I remember Nim sending demos to campus radio. Because in my head, in my head, there's levels to this.
Yes.
In my head, you start somewhere and then you grow slowly from that. And then I sent demos to campus. No campus wanted me.
Was that like, why?
I was like, am I not good enough? What's the deal? Do I not know what I'm doing?
Exactly.
And I also felt like campus should be grooming you. So do you want me to be perfect? I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Teach me. And I remember I sent to three campuses and I was like, try me out, and no one took me. Look at me now, I literally took that jump.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I'm not supposed to do this, maybe it's not meant to be, maybe the stars are not aligned, maybe I don't know, you know, those deep things, and you're like, maybe I should
start to question your whole entire life.
Yes, the entire existence, your dream, your passion.
From rejection, you start saying, like, what if my true calling is to be a nurse?
What if my true calling, I don't know, is to go be, I don't know, a doctor, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of overcoming, you asking, you know, if how do you overcome? I think, again, it's, you always need to remind yourself, you need to, if you need to go listen to the radio,
yeah,
and you need to go hear your favorite presenter,
to fall in love,
to
with
fall
it again.
Back in love, yeah, that's what you do. Find your muse, find that thing that keeps you sort of reminding you that this is what I'm chasing.
Yeah, and your peak thus far, one of the highlights of your career,
joining the youth station I work for.
Wow, how's your first show on YFM? Did you push the wrong button? Did you say something you weren't meant to? Is it?
Hey, see, I think you understand that desk, ne?
Yeah.
It's not the easiest thing when you start off. When you
there are a lot
never
of buttons. There's
seen
a lot of things flashing in your face.
There are lights everywhere. There's screens around you. You don't know how things working or what's happening. If you press this one, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
On my first show, technically it went terribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like because if you have bad music, it was too loud. At some point, I thought I was on air, but I wasn't on air. I don't know. I was nervous. It was just a mess. I was speaking over myself. It was a mess.
And knowing you, you went home afterwards, you're like bashing. No. Horribly wrong.
Straight after I walked out of that studio, I went and I listened back to myself. I was like, what is wrong with you, child? What is wrong with you? So yeah, you keep trying to get better. You learn from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Anette, I want to pick your brain for a little bit as well.
Because
I want to ask you some things that are going on in popular culture, your take on things already.
Okay.
So we already know that you're a Pharrell lover.
Yes.
That's done and dusted. Let's talk about Mcebo Dlamini, head of SRC at Wits University, who says he likes or looks up to Hitler. Your opinion on that?
I actually get it. Let me tell you why. No, my man, listen. I'm here to hear you out.
I'm here to listen. Okay.
I get parts of it. I'm a huge history fan. I did history high school, a bit of varsity. Listen, Hitler had some good qualities when he started off.
Mm-hmm.
When Hitler started off.
I'm really quiet. I'm not going to say.
Let me explain to you, Ne. Let me school you on this.
Yes, you do.
When Hitler started off, he had great intentions. He came from a poor background. He wanted to change Germany. He wanted to, you know, make the poor richer. He wanted to feed the poor, blah, blah, blah. The problem is when power came into place and things switched up. So I'm hoping that Nobel will be great all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't let this power thing sort of change him,
I suppose. Do you think he needs to apologize?
For those comments?
Yeah.
People who don't understand might want an apology, yes. Like you, when you looked at me like that, you're like, sorry, what?
No, okay. This is the little discussion we were having around here.
Yes.
I said, I don't think you should judge the guy. If that is his opinion, that is his opinion and you're justified. That's what democracy is all about. But as a leader,
yes,
you have to now start putting thought into what you actually say and to who you are representing. And who might take offense and who might not. If he was just an ordinary Joe, if he was just on Twitter and he tweeted that as a nobody, I would get that. I would say, leave the guy alone. It's all about democracy. But as a leader, you're Papa.
And also, hey, with politics, you really do need to, I can say this, right? You do need to sell dreams a bit.
Yeah.
So you do need to tell people, you know, whatever's going to make it seem better at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You are like they hope. So if you mention Hitler, they're like, you're going to end up like Hitler. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. So that part I get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I'm totally letting this question just go straight to you. Altaz on WeChat says, does her name Anati originate from the producer/rapper?
Anati.
BBM emoticon of Kandil.
An entire originate. Wow. Do you want an answer for this? Yeah, I feel like.
Altaz, Anati is like an authentic African name.
Yes. Well,
Anati in your context is which language?
Xhosa.
Anati, as in they are with us.
Yes, there we go.
So it's not necessarily from the rapper Altaz.
Because my parents totally decided to name me after a rapper that probably wasn't even a rapper then.
But
totally mom and dad, hey?
It was just a question from Altaz, please, to Mas Johnson now. All right.
Excuse Altaz.
Yeah, let's move on. Xenophobia and Baltimore burning. Your view on that?
Okay. With both, clearly the common thread here is people have had enough of something, right? But with xenophobia, goodness, my take is just be a human being more than anything. You know, like if that's your mother, that's my biggest thing is some of these older women, as Africans, we are raised that whoever's an older woman is your mother. Yeah. Whoever's an older father is your father. Whoever is, I don't know, a young girl there is your sister. Whoever's a young boy is your brother. So for me, before anything, before, you know, jobs, before money, before all of this, they're human beings. They're your brothers. I don't understand that part. And also, I don't know, with xenophobia, it's horrible to watch. It's horrible to be part of it because unfortunately, they give us a bad name.
Yeah.
So you think of South Africa, even Anati from South Africa, even Sia that you don't even know.
Yeah.
He's South African, so I'm sure he's like them. So that
we like having the connotation of South Africa. They think Nelson Mandela. Now they think South Africa, they think xenophobia. No, we don't like that.
We don't want that.
Altez on WeChat says, sorry, guys. No, don't be sorry.
Don't. You asked a question.
Yeah. At least say thank you. We taught you anything. Mm. Education for the day. Okay.
Of course.
We're teachers
now. It's not Oprah, it's education. We got this.
We are changing the world. Untapped and changing the world. Okay, so News 24 has just released a list. And this is supposedly, I'll ask you, because you're like the impresario in this, supposedly.
Mm.
News 24 says, these are the top 10 men, apparently. These are the hottest hunks of 2015.
See, I will know what this sham. See this, you have the right person.
Okay, number 10, Jay James. I have no idea who he is, so let's move past. Do you know Jay James?
No.
Okay, I'll also move past. Number 9, Charlie Hammond. Also don't know who he is.
Uh-uh.
Moving past it. 8, Tyler Blackburn. He's a model. Let me show you the picture.
Show me a picture. Yeah.
Tyler.
Ooh, Tyler's like scruffy sexy. He's like... Tyler is like hairy. The bone structure is nice.
You agree?
Yeah,
okay.
No, I agree.
Number 7, DJ Calvin Harris.
Kevin has always been though. Kevin can stay in that list.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kevin's, you agree? Good to go. You agree? That's good. Number 6, golden oldie David Beckham.
Oh, honey.
Sorry, I think we've lost Anati for a few seconds. I think she might be with us. She's back with us. She's in one piece.
Anyone who says David Beckham is not hot,
yeah,
something's wrong with him. We won't even argue this.
Number 5, Harry Judd. He's a drummer.
He looks like...
Number 5 in the world.
He has nice arms.
Number 5 in the world, though?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
He's even higher than David Beckham.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Something's wrong with the list, you say?
Not right.
Number 4, Diego Barrechu. He's a model.
Mm.
Okay. I'm now sensing people going out there just to Google now. Diego.
Google. You want to Google. Google Diego who?
Barroche. Barrueco. Did you sense how I got a little accent there as if I know what language it is?
With confidence even.
Yeah. Must just sell it. Number 3. He's going through a little breakup with Zayn Malik, but Harry Styles from One Direction.
You know what, Nim?
Hottest in the world.
Not in the world.
Yeah.
But he's got something.
Oh, wait. But they did say for 2015. But the year isn't even over. We'll go with it.
We will take it. Yeah. He's cute.
Okay. Number 2, Zac Efron.
Oh, Zac. With no question about it, Zac should be on that list.
Yeah.
In fact, Zac deserves to be on that list.
Okay. Mm. So we're going with that as well. That's fine. Are we ready? Number 1.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Yeah.
Oh, your face. What's wrong?
Number 1, Jamie Dornan, 50 Shades of Grey star.
He's beautiful, he's beautiful, but number 1, Sia.
Out of 2015.
Number 1. Also, nah. Okay. They could have done better. News 24.
I think it was a whole hype. Okay, running this off, what do you think of 50 Shades? Because I was just having this discussion with my sister the other day, because she has like an overt 50 Shades obsession.
Did she read the book?
She didn't, but like she hosted a whole girls' night thing of going to watch the movie, and her friends got together, and I just thought, kind of freaky, but okay.
If that's her thing,
yeah,
that's good. I read the book,
and
the book is very expressive. The book,
she says, expressive.
The book is very, they paint pictures.
Mm.
They're great at that. And yeah, that's it. It's cool. That's your thing.
I feel like you're not going to judge anyone. You'll just leave it as it is.
done.
Done and dusted.
If that's your thing, done.
Anati, my dear, like, done and dusted just like that as well. Unzap Talent, thank you so much for being around.
Oh my God, time flies, hey.
I know. Wow. It's not even fair. Wow. Listen, where can people catch up with you as well? Like, social media, what is it?
Social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Uh-huh.
All three of them is my name and surname, Anati Seyisi. That's A-N-A-T-H-I. Then my surname is S-E-Y-I-S-I.
Otherwise, world domination.
Otherwise, taking over the world, yeah. Hey.
Mm-hmm. We will see her face on coins and Alice. But thank
everything.
You so much for hanging in, hey.
Thank you for having me, Sia.
Awesome, awesome stuff. And most especially, thank you so much for sticking with us. This is Untapped Talents right here on cliffcentral.com. Let me just let you know on a little sneak peek. Our first birthday is coming up and we have tons on the way. So much changing, so much to look forward to, so much to liven up our Cliff Central life. So listen, all you have to do is just stay attention. Stay, pay attention. That's it. Ooh, stay attention. Yeah, that's when the morning's over. But listen, from myself, Sia Songwenifin, until next time, eh? My name is Sia, and I'll see you.
Unreal. Uncensored. Unradio. CliffCentral.com.